Your Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning.
Boom, go ahead.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today's Monday, July the 6th of 2020. The holiday weekend is over and we're back at work.
Woo.
You guys are getting up this morning as well?
Man.
Let me tell you what we woke up to. And when we got to work, we realized that, well, there's been some type of flooding.
Yes.
Flooding in the building. We're not exactly sure what happened, but we know when we walked into our studio, part of the ceiling has fallen.
Correct. He is not lying.
No, legit. The ceiling is in the floor.
It's leaking.
Yeah. There's no telling what we're going to get by sitting in here. It's probably dangerous. Hey, today on the show, Kelly had a big weekend. She went off and celebrated her mother. And they did a big tribute. A long tribute to her mom.
Yeah.
Laid out by her mother. We'll talk about that as we go throughout the show this morning. Plus, I'm ready to bring back a brand new fashion trend. A country star, a big star, is getting divorced, and Monday Morning Motivation all coming up this morning. Again, today's July the 6th. It is International Kissing Day, one of Kelly's favorites.
That's so stupid.
She invented mono.
Yes.
And it's National Fried Chicken Day. So plenty of things to celebrate on July the 6th. It's Keith Urban, God Whispered Your Name, on Brandon Baxter in the Morning. And that's how the show's going to start today.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We are tracing a leak in the building. Because much like somebody smacking, how that drives me crazy, now I hear dripping. It's almost like water torture in the room.
Yeah. You're having a problem.
I'm like, where is that coming from?
You need to leave your headphones on all morning.
But I can hear it.
I know. It's going to be a problem.
Drives me nuts.
Uh-huh.
Leslie sat down to eat next to me last night for dinner. I had pork steaks and potatoes and stuff. And we sat there next to each other with a television on loud. And she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm like, what can't you do? She's like, I cannot sit next to you and eat. It makes me too nervous.
Yeah, I totally get it.
So there you go. Now I have dripping in my, did you hear it? I just heard it. Can people hear it on the air?
I think they can. There it went.
I don't know if they can hear it. But anyway, we again, if you just now turn on the radio, we have a leak in the building, in this building that was built in the 30s. And for some reason, the ceiling has fallen in. So that's how our day starts. Welcome to Monday.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the year was 2005 and Rascal Flatts had the number one song in country music on this day. Day 2005. 15 years ago, this song was number one. It's the guys from Rascal Flatts.
Yes, darling, and shake your head. As if you don't believe me, I'll just sit right here and let you take me back.
Cars and Freedom, number one on this day in 2005.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got you gossip.
So a megastar and rapper has announced he wants to be president of the United States of America. And he announced that he's going to run in this upcoming 2020 election. We're talking Kanye West. Kanye tweeted over the weekend, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States with the hashtag 2020 vision." Now, after this, we realize there's a whole bunch of swag and merchandise, 2020 vision merchandise put out by Kanye. So there's people saying, is he trying to sell an album? Is he really trying to run for the office of the president of the United States? Is he trying to split the vote? We're not sure yet, but Kanye says he wants to be president.
Gotcha gossip on Rihanna. So she hasn't had or released an album in a little over 3 years, but it looks like she thinks there's going to be more money in fashion and cosmetics.
Yeah.
Because after COVID-19's disruption in our entertainment world, she's lost money with touring, with all that kind of stuff. So reports are out that she is going to put that album on hold and she's going to concentrate on her fashion and her cosmetic lines. But she has a new line called Buff Rider, and she's also planning a new skincare line to go alongside Fenty Cosmetics, which already does really, really well. But music, as record sales have died down, and live touring, of course, is non-existent. So I think she's going to end up being successful in everything she does.
Yeah, people buy into her, and they like her product. So, hey, sad news to report this week, as well as Nick Cordero, who's a Broadway star, passed away at the age of 41. So he ended up with coronavirus, and he spent over 90 days in the hospital. And his wife had kind of documented their journey. And I think many of us, when we think of somebody being 41, we're like, oh, he'll recover and recover fast.
Yeah.
Hospitalized 90 days. At one point, he was in a medically induced coma, and they actually had to amputate a leg. And he passed away over the weekend. He has a one-year-old child. So just a sad story, and Broadway fans are mourning the loss of Nick Cordero, who passed away at the age of 41 from coronavirus, COVID-19. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I was reading a story from Dallas. You know, I'm from Dallas, the Dallas area. My hometown had a fireworks show over the weekend, and a giant field caught fire.
Oh.
And they say that one of the deals that was holding the fireworks, when they went to put it off, it hit the ground, and it kind of chased the ground. And it lit the ground on fire, and people were running from the fireworks because fireworks were going off in their direction. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean,
if I knew that we wouldn't be hurt, it would be kind of fun and, you know, funny.
Okay, so fireworks that go up 50 feet in the air are on the ground aiming at people, and Kelly finds it funny.
No. No. Don't say that. That's making me sound really bad.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So over the weekend, they did the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. This time in front of no fans. Typically, thousands of people show up to watch these competitive eaters eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm.
But people show up because this Joey Chestnut guy is a legend, right?
Yeah.
Last year, he had 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And this year, he beat his own record.
Mm.
And he was able to eat 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes. No gagging, no throwing up until after it's all over. But he trains his body to eat these hot dogs.
I think the worst part is the dipping them in water.
Yeah.
The water, when they use the water.
It's terrible.
It really, yeah.
And then you're squishing it down like your bread's soggy.
Mm-mm.
Like if I had one hot dog and it got soggy, I wouldn't want to eat it.
No, I know.
But he's doing 75 in 10 minutes, which is just awful.
It really is.
So he did that over the weekend. There's a female championship as well. And I guess it's Mickey Sudo. She downed 48 and a half hot dogs as a female. So there you go. Also, today is International Kissing Day. Just a heads up, you might not want to kiss Joey Chestnut after this past weekend. Hot dog breath. Does it get any worse? Oh, you smell like a hot dog.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And
people are crazy.
So there's a 32-year-old guy named Yoshido who lives in Japan. And his way of trying to meet women is, well, slashing their tires, then driving up and offering to help them out when they get back into their cars.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
He pulled that move on a 43-year-old woman while she was grocery shopping a few weeks ago. And she thought he was kind of suspicious because the exact same thing happened to her 1 year earlier. Yep, apparently Yoshido had already tried the tire slash and rescue move on this woman and forgot. Well, she reported it to the police and they tracked down Yoshido. Turns out he's been arrested for this at least 2 times before, and his lawyer admitted he's probably pulled the move around 1,000 times.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and he's clearly failed every one of those times because he's still single. He's facing several charges, obviously, but speaking of the things that some people will do for love, a little boy asked his daddy, "Why are all those cars honking their horns?" And the dad responded, "Well, it looks like there was a wedding, and everyone is saying goodbye and sending them off." Little boy said, "Don't we honk the horn as a warning signal, Daddy?" To which the dad responded, "Exactly, son." And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, Kelly got to go and see her mother. Her precious mother turned 70 over the weekend. So again, happy birthday to Gwen Shankle, who turned 70. Big birthday celebration. I saw photos that you posted, your husband posted.
Yeah, we got to surprise her, and I did the big, you know, the 7-0 balloons and the poster board and all that kind of stuff, and she was extremely surprised.
Yep, it was like, "Mama, I'm coming home."
Mama, I'm coming home.
That's Kelly on the road. So tell me about the surprise. You get there, and she has no idea you're driving across the state.
No, she has no idea. Like, I called her on the way, and I was like, "Hey, have you gotten my package in the mail yet?" And she was like, "No, not yet." So I was like, "Well, it's going to be there here in just a little bit." So she knew that something was coming, but she had no clue that I told her that I was on the way up to our karate school to paint.
Yeah.
So she thought we were doing something completely different.
Sure.
So
nothing is better than a gift than Kelly showing up. That's your gift.
I mean, right?
This is your gift, Mom.
I mean, the golden child has shown up. And it's time to celebrate.
The cheapest gift she could find, herself just showing up.
Right, right. So anyway, so we got to surprise her, and we had a basket full of goodies and all that kind of stuff. And
ooh, what'd you put in the basket? Because we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. You were saying you wanted to find things that she would love and all that.
I found a bunch of things that she likes, like candles, Mr. Good bars, all different kinds of little specific things that she likes, like a little thing to make a cheese ball with.
Oh, neat.
I got her my son's high school shirt so she can have something to wear to his games whenever start next year. So all kinds of stuff like that.
Right.
But her husband made her a video and like basically had everybody, "Hey, if you want to give Gwen a birthday message or a video," or by the way, you had the only video in the whole thing.
That's not true.
It is true.
I was the only video.
I was going to tell you that.
No, that's weird.
I was going to tell you that afterwards because then I knew you wouldn't do it.
So nobody else sent a video.
There was
what did they send?
It was like text messages that he had kind of, you know, like put up on a slideshow and voicemails.
I got
there
set
might have
up.
Been one other video. But yours was really good. She liked yours a lot.
Did she?
Yes.
Because I talked about how Kelly's mom has got it going on.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing for me. But
why
she
is that?
Liked it.
What'd your kids think? Did they like it?
They were appalled. They were embarrassed because you're talking about their grandmother being hot.
Well, I didn't. Well, I kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, let's do this again. Because I meant to say that Gwen is bringing sexy back to 70, like the Timberlake song, because I'd made some song references.
Yeah, but what did you actually say, Brandon?
She's sexy at 70.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, "Can we do that again?" And you're like, "No, that's fine."
It was fine. I think that was her favorite part of the whole video.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was a long video. There was lots of like love.
Was it a tribute?
Yeah, like tribute and what people have like, what the things that she's done for them and thank yous. Like I would have felt good. It was really nice.
So happy birthday to sweet, precious Gwen, who celebrated over the weekend and will celebrate all the way until her next birthday.
Yes. We will keep celebrating.
You are welcome to celebrate her because she is the bomb. She is an awesome mom.
You might have a mom. She might be a bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom. Her love's till the end. She's my
Actually, Kelly, that's her performing this song for her mother at the birthday party. Her mom is the bomb.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The holiday weekend is over and here we sit. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Monday, July the 6th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Sharna Butts, who celebrated yesterday on the 5th of July. So happy belated birthday, Sharna. Celebrating today, Robert White of Paragould. Alvin Stokes, also from Paragould, celebrates today. Sharla Fultz, happy birthday. Lacey Glover from Wynn. Karen Sanders of Jonesboro celebrates. Tim Rodney from Jonesboro has a birthday, so special happy birthday shout out to Tim, who celebrates. Cade Couch of Monette, happy birthday. Tony Bashong has a birthday today. Amber Humphreys of Elmira, happy birthday. Brian Holland from DeWitt is celebrating. And Lacey Mooningham from Humphrey is celebrating as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Happy birthday today to Kevin Hart. He is 41 today. Tia and Tamara Mowry are 42. They are the sister-sister twins.
Yep, I remember them.
Let's see, 50 Cent is 45 today.
Go, Shorty.
Go.
Go, 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 Shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip like a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up.
Okay, so 50 Cent celebrates his birthday today.
George W. Bush is 74 today.
Happy birthday, former president.
Burt Ward is 75. That was Robin the Boy Wonder.
Yep, the original Batman TV show. See if this brings back some memories. This is still on TV. And I watch it on the weekends with Kai. Maybe it's me TV. It was the old school.
Does Kai like it?
Yeah, he kind of likes it. Because the cool thing about Batman is all the bad guy characters are so over the top.
Yeah.
That they're still fun to watch. And then pow, zip, zap, bang, all that stuff. So happy birthday to Burt Ward, who was the original Robin on the TV show Batman.
And then Sylvester Stallone, Sly Stallone, is 74 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's Rocky, man. He was Rambo, but to me, he will always be Rocky Balboa.
No, Adrian! We did it!
Did you know that Rocky is about to make a comeback?
Really?
And Coach Mike Bellotto is going to play Rocky? Arkansas State basketball.
Hey! Hey! The Rocky!
Shoot the ball!
Anyway, happy birthday to Sylvester Stallone. Rocky Balboa celebrating his birthday today. He's 74. And that's crazy to me to think that, right?
Wow.
See if this brings back the memories.
From the skating rink.
Done. Probably the greatest movie franchise of all time, the Rocky franchise. Some people say it's Harry Potter. Some say Star Wars. I say it's Rocky.
It's a good one.
Can you believe Rocky Balboa is 74 today? Do you know the first couple words? What is it?
Is it Rising Up?
I think so, yeah. How I sing it.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times it happened.
Are you going to jump rope to this song today during your workout?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. Punch the bag a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep
Sylvester Stallone, 74. I still have the vision of Rocky punching that giant slab of beef that's frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, cool stuff. Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, 74 today. Happy birthday.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, a country starlet is calling it quits, but she's not quitting country. She's quitting her marriage. Kacey Musgraves and her husband, Rustin Kelly, announced over the weekend they filed for divorce after 2.5 years of marriage. Of course, as with every divorce, they're always amicable, and they're going to be best friends.
Of course. Best friends.
The statement says there's no one to blame, no anger, no contempt for each other, but they do feel like it's just better for them to go their separate ways. So Kacey Musgraves is moving on and about to be single.
So there's all kinds of drama over the weekend with Maren Morris because she went through and deleted all of the pictures of her son Hayes, basically after this mom shaming controversy happened. So she has said this before, that she would probably stop sharing photos of her son because people are so mean.
Yeah.
But the last straw causing her to delete the pictures happened, like I said, over the weekend. She posted a photo of them sitting together in an inflatable raft on the lake. He wasn't wearing a life jacket, and people were really quick to mom shame her. Here, the thing was, he was just sitting in her lap. She was holding him.
Sure.
But right or wrong, it's what made her delete all of her pics with her son and even his birth announcement. So she's not playing at all. Like, she deleted everything that had to do with her son. But her husband, Ryan Hurd, came to her defense, assuring everybody, hey, we're not going to knowingly put our son in danger,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I wouldn't expect to see any updates from Maren Morris when it comes to her son, Hayes.
But there's also the thought, like, do I want to put my child out there to be ridiculed or talked about,
right,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Now, Brittany Aldean and Jason Aldean are much the opposite. They share their kids all the time. And we have pictures up from a 4th of July party at the Aldean house that looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
they had friends over, including Lauren Elena and Russell Dickerson. But you look at the view there, it looks like they're in Hawaii. But they're at Jason and Brittany's home.
Oh.
And also, Miranda Lambert shared a picture over the weekend. It was a 4th of July picture of she and her husband, Brendan McLaughlin. She's in the pool on a float, and he's standing there shirtless.
Yeah.
So, Kelly liked it.
He must work out.
She gave it 2 thumbs up this morning. Mm-hmm. You can check it out for yourself on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. That's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store. Guys, if you want to redesign your fashion, if you're tired of wearing the same types of clothes and you want to do something different, stop by Orville's Men's Store. You can also shop them online right now at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We had a big fireworks show on Friday night. Fun time. Mm-hmm. We did fireworks at my house on Saturday, and I noticed that all the neighbors brought their fireworks and their kids over to my house, right?
Yeah.
And I realized why they did that now, because all the trash is in my yard.
Oh, see, I would have thought they were doing it to you because you've had this whole, we had a whole episode one time on you talking about how you used to be scared of fireworks. So I thought maybe they were just messing with you.
No, it became where I was the firework tech for all the kids. And then they left all the mess in my yard.
I bet it was a conspiracy.
I'm like, wait a minute. That ain't even nice. I did all your fireworks. How many times did I hear Mr. Brandon? Mr. Brandon, can you do this?
Probably a lot.
So one of the kids brings over this deal. And you know how you get those sticks, those lighting sticks? So like you
it's
light the
punk.
Stick. What's it called?
A punk.
So I got a punk brought to me. Mm-hmm. And at least I thought it was a punk. And I'm over here holding the end of it and lighting it with a lighter because my grill lighter I was using didn't work. What they didn't tell me was that was not a punk. It was a freaking sparkler. And I lit my hand on fire.
Did they do it on purpose?
I don't know. So here I am holding this. I'm lighting it like, well, it's taking a second. It's taking a second. Thinking it's going to turn white and be ready to light other fireworks. No, it shoots flames out on my fingers. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the holiday weekend is over. When is your next vacation? It might not be until Labor Day. Eric Birch, Monday Morning Motivation from Birch & Co. Real Estate. We might need a little extra boost on this Monday morning.
Well, especially after a three-day weekend. I know it's easy to sort of get off that original schedule and everything and get back up and going. And so I'm going to challenge you this morning. And I say one of the what I say, the best investment you can make. So everybody's normally there. Their ears will perk up when you start talking about investing and saying, hey, here's what I think the best investment you can make at the end of the day. You know, and of course, it's going to be something simple. It's going to be something y'all are going to go, oh, you let me down here. But it's literally doing just a little bit more. And I know I'm supposed to motivate you this morning, but if you think about this, it's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your future. It's an investment. Just going just a little bit further, and you go, okay, I know that makes sense and all, but how do I align that? That I use. You know, if your goals are not connected to your values, you know, that, Brandon, I'm sure you guys have heard about a glass ceiling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, hey, I don't see it, but I keep hitting my head on it. I don't even know it.
Right.
But come to find out what this comes back to, it was literally an eight-hour car ride with myself and my dad one day that we were driving down the road, and as we discussed his childhood and what he had gone through, and he had just made a comment to me that he was a very successful lawyer throughout his career and everything, but he said he felt horrible at charging anybody a fee.
Right.
But, okay, Dad, you know, walk me through that. Explain that to me. And he goes, well, I just grew up watching your grandfather, who was one of the hardest working men I've ever known. And I think that's how most people feel about their grandparents.
Right.
If they got to spend any time with them, they were like, oh, my gosh, they just never stopped. Mm-hmm. And I had the honor and the privilege to spend a couple of years with my grandparents. And I got up and went to work with him, you know, every morning and just watched him work like a dog each and every single day. So I understood where my dad was coming from. But he said, you know, my dad told me, he said, I'll sit there and watch your grandfather work his fingers to the bone, take extra shifts, do whatever he could do to make sure there was food on the table for the seven kids. And he said, but I never saw him get ahead. He was never able to get ahead.
Right.
And I knew that I could never work as hard as him.
Right.
So therefore, he set that glass ceiling of, hey, I'm no better than my dad. And my dad works his fingers to the bone, and he literally has nothing. So, therefore, I don't deserve anything.
Oh, wow.
So, I tell you that story. The work that you do to your values, even in small ways, you can change the game. So, one of my values, of course, is learning and growth. And I find ways to grow my skills every situation. For example, I just don't call back to customers, but you know, when I do call them, I'm trying to create a raving fan.
Right.
Or I don't just do a task, I try to master that task, so I just don't get something done, but I learn something new.
Right.
So just take that extra step today. It's going to pay off. Somebody's going to notice, and even if it's just for your mental stability, it will make a world of difference. And again, it's making that little investment each and every single day so that you can get to where nobody else is going.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Thanks, man, and have a great week.
You guys as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I woke up on Saturday morning and decided I needed some shorts. And I was like, you know what? I'm going out and I'm going to get some shorts today. And my wife kind of had the vision I was going to get those shorts that are kind of like cargo looking, but without the extra pockets.
Right. Because, the updated cargo look.
Yeah. What do you call those?
I don't know. They're not updated cargo look.
Yeah, but they're not cargo, so.
Updated non-cargos.
They're called shorts.
They're like dad shorts, but a little bit more trendy than cargo shorts.
Because they're shorter.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and like the cargo shorts, like I still like them, but I'm afraid they make me look dated.
Right, which we've had that discussion many times before.
Because I wore them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go back and look at photos from when Kai was first born, like there was this pair of camouflage cargo shorts. I loved them. And I wore them with everything. Like it didn't have to be camo or match.
Right.
So I wake up on Saturday. I know we're going to be outside. It's going to be hot. It's the 4th of July. And I want to get some new shorts. I'm tired of walking around in like soccer shorts or whatever you want to call workout shorts.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that looks lazy. And I have these other shorts that are comfortable shorts that are like cloth, almost sweatpants looking. But like, that's kind of lazy too, depending on where you're going. Like, I'm cool just to run to the store. But if I'm going out and we're going to, you know, do business or go into places, you know, I need to look better than that.
Right.
So I went to a store and told my wife what I was looking for, and she said, no, you're not going to do that.
What is it?
And I said, yes, I am. I just want to go look. I just want to look, and if they're bad, they're bad, and I'll know it.
Did you see this look on someone else?
Just came back to me. It all started coming back to me, just like Celine Dion.
Thank you.
It all came back to me now. And I decided I was going to go to stores and buy some jean shorts.
Okay.
So girls can wear jean shorts and they're cut up to, you know, their backside. And y'all think they look great because you're wearing jean shorts. Why can't us dudes wear them?
You want to wear some cut off jean shorts. No. I mean, I guess you can.
Not that short.
Buddy.
Not that short.
Oh, okay.
So I went into a place and I got the shorts and my wife's like, ain't going to work. And Kai's like, Dad, no, no. Like they're pleading with me not. I'm like, just let me try them on.
And I am going to say, typically, when you get in an argument with your family and you bring it to me, typically, I agree with your family.
Right. And I shut down like
yes,
a child. I shut down and pout.
Your shoulders move forward.
Yeah.
You slouch the whole deal.
So picture this. I'm in a store. I go over and I find some jean shorts.
Why do you keep...
What?
Jean shorts.
I get my jean shorts and I walk toward the dressing room carrying the jean shorts. And I'm a little embarrassed because the girl who's working the dressing room is a little bit younger. But I have on like one of my shirts, you know, that kind of fits me right. And I have on my hat and my glasses.
You wore a hat into the store?
Yes. So I put on my jean shorts and you're making me feel bad about them already.
Because my dad used to wear jean shorts,
right,
and he's no longer with us,
right,
Brandon.
I understand that.
Okay, well.
So I walk out and my wife's going, And Kai's like, Dad, no. No,
wait,
Dad, that's embarrassing.
If Leslie didn't say no immediately, that means she kind of liked him. So maybe they'll grow on her.
I think they're going to grow on her. I think, because when I put them on, I looked at myself, and here's what I did. I backed up into the mirror, and I kind of sized myself up. I'm like, you know what? I think I can rock these. I think with my body type and my fashion sense, that is rockable. Because not everybody can probably rock them, but I don't look like I'm trying to be like, you know, a granddad. So
right,
hopefully younger people still look at me and be like, oh, wow, he's bringing them back.
Well, the only way we know what they looked like is if you have a picture.
I don't. I did not take one.
Well, then how can we let you know if you should wear them or not? We need some type of visual.
I'll take one. Or I can just wear them to work tomorrow.
Do that.
But you're laughing like they're toolish.
Please,
I promise,
wear them to work.
When you see me in my dark denim, my dark black jean shorts.
Acid washed.
You're going to think I can rock them. I really think it.
Are they mom jean shorts?
No. They fit me well. And they're kind of frayed at the bottom. I promise. They sound terrible, don't they? Do they sound terrible?
I need to see them.
Okay, we will call my wife and get her expert opinion coming up in 3. I'm telling you, I can rock them, though.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Glad you guys are joining us. I have gone back and bought jean shorts because I believe I can pull off jean shorts.
And I haven't seen it yet, so.
No, because weirdly enough, you know, Kelly described it as kind of grandpa fashion, but I believe that with my body type, I can wear them.
You keep saying that. What is your body type?
I don't know how you would describe it. Stocky, short, compact, tank-like. I'm not sure. But here, my wife, she literally woke up like 2 minutes ago.
Aw.
Yeah, she's got a rough life, Kelly.
It's
Boy,
mean.
She's struggling.
You're making her get on the phone right this second.
Yeah. I want her to tell you what she really thinks because she told me in the store not to buy them. And Kai said, Dad, these are embarrassing.
Well, like I said, I typically agree with your family when they say things. So.
Well, of course you're going to agree just because you want to be difficult.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
You've been up for 2 minutes?
No, like one.
1 minute. I'm sorry.
I told him not to call you.
You got a tough life, man.
Kelly, why aren't you calling me?
I told him not to.
No, you did not.
I've not even had any coffee.
Well, I have a question for you. Because I just now told Kelly and all of our friends of the morning, like the ladies of the night, our friends of the morning, about my purchase on Saturday when I woke up out of nowhere, no discussion, and told you I wanted to go buy some new shorts.
Leslie, what is happening?
I don't know anymore.
But, Leslie, let me ask you a question. You thought they would look terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kai was really embarrassed even after I put them on.
He's still embarrassed.
So he comes into the dressing room with me, and he's talking about my underwear in the dressing room.
What, how holy they were or what?
Yes.
Ew.
But
I didn't hear that.
When you saw me in the shorts, what was your first impression?
I didn't know. I was just a little confused.
Why were you confused?
Because you had on denim shorts? I don't know.
Is it because in your mind they're grandpa at this point?
No, I think for me it was you kept saying it reminded you of when you were in the 90s. And I'd rather not remember you.
He's
like
embarrassed
that.
Right
I don't
now.
Know.
He is under the desk.
No, I'm not. It's wet down here because we're flooding in the building.
Ew.
So, but legit, when you saw that, when I came out, and let me give kind of paint the picture of what I'm doing. I walk out of the dressing room, and I kind of saute over to my wife.
Is it when he has a hat on, the way he was walking? Did he kind of walk like that?
Jean shorts.
Yes.
Here I am. The way I'm disco dancing. Because what? I'm a model. You know what I mean.
Oh, man. He's dancing.
Oh, yeah. When everybody saw me walk out of the dressing room, they said, oh, my gosh, look over there. There's a sharp-dressed man. Jean shorts. All right. So now I need you to tell me, and you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Well, she knows that's a lie.
Okay.
Now that I've wore them for a couple of days.
Okay.
What do you think?
They're fine.
She said they're fine.
That's kind of negative.
Kelly, have you seen them?
No.
Is he wearing them?
No.
Won't show me a picture.
I was afraid Kelly would really make fun of me.
At least, I kind of am too.
You have to live with me.
They don't look that bad.
They don't look that bad. Because of what?
Because of your nice butt and nice legs.
Well, that was sweet. He looks surprised right now.
Yes, because I have a nice butt and nice legs.
You do.
I can wear jean shorts.
And partner, there's a tiger in these tight fitting jeans.
Oh, yeah. Just call me Tiger from
Leslie,
now on.
Leslie, change your locks.
I am.
I'm wearing them tomorrow, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
You have something to look forward to.
I won't be able to do a show. I can't.
I'm going
to
walk in tomorrow in my hat
and
jean shorts.
Kelly is going to be on the floor rolling.
Well,
I already know.
Listen, I'm doing it tomorrow, and it will be a treat for all of you. A reason to wake up tomorrow. Me and a hat, which I haven't wore in 43 years until like 3 weeks ago, and jean shorts.
And you wear it every day.
I wear it every day because I'm incognito.
Wow.
It says K-Fine on it.
Well, I got to go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Also unfriending Kelly this morning because,
why?
Well, we posted some photos this morning of a leak in the studio.
Yeah.
Because something happened over the weekend and part of the ceiling has fallen in the bathroom and the studio. And then I'm going through looking at the stories, right? And Kelly has, let me just read what she says on Instagram, her Instagram story. So Brandon on KFIN went out over the weekend and bought jean shorts. He thinks they look good with his body type, and it's the arrow to keep going.
And I found a picture of you in the said jean shorts.
These are not the same ones. Man, my wife did say I had a good butt and good legs.
Your wife loves that I posted that picture. I can't say what she said, but it's really funny.
Oh, she's already responded to it.
Yes.
Oh, great.
She loved it.
Glad you guys are on a team against me. But it's up on Kelly's Instagram story. Just know this.
Yes.
That is not really me.
And
I mean, no,
you,
it is me, but it's from a long time ago.
But if you comment, I will read it on the air.
No, we're
Kelly
not going to do
Kelly on
that.
KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So this show is a collaborative effort. We want to bring fresh ideas, fresh content, new ideas for segments. We do that often on the show. And Kelly has brought us a new segment that she wants to debut today called In the Shower with Kelly. This is the music that she chose.
It is not true.
Did you say you had shower stories you wanted to share this morning?
Yes, but it didn't.
Did you say that you have stories from inside the shower?
Yes.
And you wanted to tell them because you thought they were funny.
Yes, but quit playing this music.
What's wrong with the music?
It's like 1940s. Okay, here we go. So we stayed with my cousin a few nights ago. Well, when I got there, we got there really, really late.
Yeah.
And when I went in to take a shower, I pulled back the shower curtain and I automatically screamed my head off because there was a rat.
Oh my gosh.
In the shower.
A rat. In the shower. Where were you staying? In a motel?
No, at my friend's house. And it was a nice house.
But there was a rat in their shower.
Well, not a real rat.
Oh.
So it was a rubber rat. Like, but it was life size. Oh. And it was kind of like, it's kind of mushy. Like a, I don't know. I'm trying to.
I can know. I can picture the feel.
Yeah. And so it looked real. So I screamed and I was all upset and like in a funny way, upset with my cousin. I can't believe they did this to me. Well, I find out the next morning it wasn't them that put the rat in there.
Who did it?
It was my stepson, Bruce.
Wait a minute.
So he had gotten there.
He travels with the fake rat?
No. Apparently they had that in one of their children's rooms somewhere and he found it. And before I took a shower, took it in there. So what I did is the person I am, the jokester I am.
Oh, yeah.
I left the rat in there when we left. Oh. So when they come home, they'll also be scared by the rat.
There you go. You got him back.
Yeah.
In the shower with Kelly, segment one.
That's probably going to be the only segment.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you're saying I have to have another segment in the shower?
No, I'm done with it. But you had another awkward incident over the weekend, right?
My children were really mean to me this weekend with creatures. So
because
they,
you guys travel.
They scared me with the rat. And then we also, we made one of those big slip and slides where we were.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
So they got to slip and slide. We put soap on it. So they had the best time. Yeah. Well, at the end of the slip and slide, all of these worms had kind of puddled in a puddle. And I am not much of a worm person. And I was sitting there laying out. And my stepdaughter comes up to me, and all of a sudden, now this, it was a big worm.
How big? Show me with your hands how
there
big.
There is no reason a worm should exist that's that big.
That's not, no, there's no way.
And when she threw it at me, I looked, and it's like slow motion, the worm was like thrusting its body, you know, like, you know. Whatever. I wish people could see me. It would really make a lot of sense.
It's worming its way through the air.
Yeah, and it hits me in the face.
No, it did.
Yes, and it like rolls down my body, and I also had another screaming fit. So they threw worms on me. So I got rats, worms. My kids were great this weekend.
It was almost like a Fear Factor weekend with Kelly.
It was.
So
anyway,
there you go.
I took the rat though. I'm gonna have them send it to me.
You won't.
I'm gonna use it for work.
All right. No, we're not going to do that here because you know me. I would run. I run from little tiny mice. Mm. Like, oh, I'm out of here.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on our socials today, number one, you'll see the fact that we have a major leak at the radio station. And everybody who's walked into the building is coming over here to see how bad the leak is.
And it's still dripping.
Yeah. So all morning I've heard, and I'm one of those people that has misophonia, right? Mm-hmm. So I hear every little sound and if it's a repeated sound, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this all morning because not only is it like it looks like it's an air conditioner leak or condensation, but it kind of ruined a bathroom right next to our studio. But part of our studio ceiling has fallen in.
Yes.
That's up on my social this morning, Brandon, on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter, and Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. And Kelly has proven that she is a terrible friend this morning because just because I told everybody that I thought my body was fine for jean shorts in 2020 and I went out and I bought jean shorts over the weekend and my wife says I have good legs and a good butt for jean shorts.
So what I did is I posted a picture of you in jean shorts. Kelly on KFIN. Yeah.
But hang on. What you're not telling people is when that photo was taken.
Yeah, this weekend.
Stop it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, Monday is here, July the 6th. Today is National Fried Chicken Day.
Yummy.
I love fried chicken. One of my favorite things.
It's good.
I don't even like the chicken. I like the crust, the skin.
Yeah.
Also today is International Kissing Day.
All right.
So, yeah, one of Kelly's favorite days to celebrate. She looks forward to this all year long.
I wanna kiss a girl.
Like that one.
Don't wanna go too
about kissing. Do some more Kiss songs?
Yeah.
How about maybe this one? It's International Kissing Day. How about this one? Hey now. Morgan Evans.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody. Back of the cab or on a subway train.
Barrett Baber.
Kiss me hello. We've been dancing around it all night. Got a feeling, that we just might make a little magic in the moonlight. So come on with it. Let's get on with it.
Aaron Tippin had a kissing song.
Why don't you kiss me?
It's different, though.
Kiss this. And I don't mean all my rosy red lips.
And Sixpence None the Richer. International Kissing Day with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So people are still dealing with COVID-19, the pandemic, and stay-at-home, social distance, all that. It's kind of like I think I forget that so many people are still working from home.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of people are. Some people have gone back to work. But according to a new survey, 48% of people who are working from home, almost half, say they wake up with only 10 minutes until they have to actually start their actual job.
Whoa.
Which seems like, man, you have no time to ramp up into work.
At all.
But I mean, imagine, like, you don't have to get dressed. You don't have to take a shower. Like, if Kelly didn't want to brush her teeth, she wouldn't have to brush her teeth to work at home.
Man, I guess you're right.
So, maybe you're enjoying that. But again, a lot of people are getting extra sleep based on the pandemic.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you will hear all about my new fashion, which is, jean shorts.
And if you want to see these said jean shorts, you can go to my Instagram today, Kelly on KFIN.
No, unfriend Kelly today. This is Unfriend Kelly Day. We also celebrate International Kissing Day. We celebrate Kelly's mom, who turned 70 over the weekend. Also, we debuted a brand new segment called In the Shower with Kelly. So all of this on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which is available everywhere you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever, is still on. The entire season of The Bachelor that led to the marriage of Alex, Michael, and Trista Sutter will be on. That was, she was the first one.
Yeah.
The Titan Games will be on NBC tonight. Whose Line Is It Anyway? With Ricky Lake and Celebrity Game Face, hosted by Kevin Hart, where they host a charity special where Terry Crews, Sarah Hyland, Joel McHale, and their spouses compete in a series of games that you can play along with at home. That sounds like something you would like.
Yep, we watched The Match Game last night. We watched Press Your Luck. We love the new show, The Floor is Lava.
Maybe y'all should write in to be on one.
Oh, I'd be good. I'd kill it. I'd win it.
I'm sure you would.
Win it all. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.